The controversy over wood burning and air pollution flared up again Tuesday before a legislative committee. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Representative Brad Dee is a Republican from Ogden. His bill would ease wood burning restrictions, and it amounts to a rebuke of Governor Gary Herbert's proposal to ban wood burning all winter in northern Utah's pollution hotspots. Dee deflected criticism that he'd excluded important community voices while drafting his bill with the wood stove industry's help.
What are we afraid of? You know, I'm offended. I'm offended by saying that I'm not talking to particular people. I'm talking to my citizens and my constituents.
Dee predicted his approach will improve air quality measurably. But the Division of Air Quality testified it will make wood-burning limits impossible to enforce. An industry coalition warned it could shift even more burden for cleaning pollution onto businesses that have already spent millions of dollars on reducing their emissions. Erin Mendenhall sits on the Salt Lake City Council and the Utah Air Quality Board. She also represents the health advocacy group Breathe Utah.
We've only just begun this important conversation about how to balance the serious health effects of wood smoke with the scientific data that DAQ provides. Now is not a useful time to pass industry-written law that closes options based on the best data available.
House Bill 396 now goes to the full House for a vote. To become law, it also needs to get Senate approval in the remaining 8 days of the session. Judy Faze, KUER News.